Welcome back, guys, to episode number 62 of the Sweet Science Podcast with your boy, Fat Mouse. Who else we got in here?
I'm Cash, with a K and not a C. I did the RVD there.
I don't know what that is.
Rob. You don't know RVD?
Rob Van Dyke?
No, Rob Van Dam. You're close.
Is he wrestling?
Yep, he's the wrestler.
I don't know wrestling. It's I just fine. Know Arnold Schwarzenegger. What's his name? Hulk Hogan?
I'm sure. No, man, Hulk Hogan. Who else do you know?
Undertaker.
You do know more, man.
I can't think off the top of my head, innit? Those are the names that I know. Rock. Right. The Rock.
It's not bad.
And Roman Reigns. I know Roman Reigns. I don't know why.
Do
I know
you know
Roman
him personally?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Still, I got him on Snapchat. All right. Boom. Episode number 62. We're back.
We are
back.
Where should we begin?
We just go straight to the main event of the evening.
In Vegas.
Five rounds.
What? Was it? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Cyril. I'm so sorry. That was not nice. But guys, as Mouse was saying.
Yeah.
We started the main event. We'll start on the biggest card of the year so far.
The most highly anticipated, but everything is the most highly anticipated card or most highly anticipated fight. But this was a highly anticipated return. Return. Like I always said, when John Jones announced his return, yeah, and they said he will be fighting Cyril Gane, it took away from his move to heavyweight. I've said this. I wanted to see skill like no other versus power like no other. And we didn't get that. But what we did get was skill versus skill, essentially. John Jones moved up to heavyweight to take on Cyril Gane for the vacant heavyweight title. And there was a decent build-up. I'm not going to lie. This new John Jones persona, I wasn't a huge fan of. It's very strange. He's weird. He's trying to be super nice. But he doesn't... And it does seem genuine. But it just seems weird. Like, if you're going to be nice, be super... I can't explain it. He's just an odd fella. Yeah? But he's back.
Yep. That's true. He's back. And I get what you're saying about this persona. I think it's really different from what we're used to seeing. But to be honest, he's never been a trash talker anyway.
No, but he's been cold.
Yes,
he's been
calculated.
Yes, but he's in still, a polite way.
In a polite way, yeah.
He's
yeah.
LeBron. He's LeBron James. What's he done to be LeBron James? Like that. Plus the most incomplete. Like he called Cyril Gane the most incomplete fighter in the top five. That's a diss, but
and Cyril's nothing but nice to him. So
Cyril's just he's the bunga man, isn't it? He's the flipping nice gentleman.
Such a nice guy, but yeah, I think Jones kind of was not sick and tired of hearing, is he back? Is he still good? Is he still great? Yeah. I think he wanted to come back and put the GOAT status to bed. I think he just wanted to cement it. I think he came in and did a job, business like. And in the build-up, he was kind of annoying. I think he was just getting annoyed with all this.
He was very media-centric this time.
Yeah. You get it? A lot more.
Yeah.
But again, it's his comeback. So I don't
of course,
blame
and he needed to, and it worked in his favour. The crowd love him.
It's crazy to think that John Jones, who arguably is, not arguably anymore, is the GOAT now of mixed martial arts.
You can't say now, but like he was the GOAT anyway. Yeah, but like this,
it's exclamation mark.
This didn't really help him. I'm not going to lie.
It did. He got another belt in another division.
100%. But I'm talking about the actual performance.
I get it. Yeah. But it just shows the levels above.
It's true. Levels. It's true.
Because
it's
you
true.
Had cereal, Lucky Charms. For breakfast. No. You had Cyril Gane and Francis Ngannou not long ago go life or death, really.
Yeah.
Hug fest for three rounds and two rounds cereal kind of won. Five rounds of a very close competitive fight for the heavyweight title. And then you had Jones walk into this fight and literally show that he is miles ahead of these guys. Man. Miles. So if you weren't aware of the result at UFC 285.
Where were you if you weren't watching it? Why are you watching this if you didn't watch that?
Yeah, where were you? Where were you?
Of course he was watching it.
But they might not be. Some people
imagine
don't.
Imagine they just waited for us just to tell them what happened.
That's what they like. I love you guys. You guys are the best fans. But yeah, at UFC 285. We had John Jones defeat Cyril Gane via submission due to a guillotine choke. Just over 2 minutes, I believe.
2 minutes and 6 seconds or something like that, man.
It was crazy. The fight started off
the first round.
Both came out Both tried to land kicks. Jones landed a kick. Cyril threw one back.
Nut shot
straight into the cup. Yeah. Jones, funny enough, said after the fight, in his not in his post-match in, press conference, but in the post-match interview, not with Joe Rogan, but one of the ESPN guys, I can't remember who it was, he said, I wasn't actually hurt, didn't feel it, but I just wanted to make sure that it's not going to happen again.
Okay.
So he kind of made a meal of it. Smart tactic, yeah.
But I mean, sure. It was though, like, again, when you watch it on the replay, it looks like it connected. It may well not have connected. Mm. Or the cup is there for a reason as well. Exactly, like, it just, you know, scoops up around the gooch area. Yeah. But still,
they can be painful.
What do you mean can be? They are painful if they connect.
If you get hit and hard. Yeah. And Gane hits like a... his leg kicks are powerful.
Man. I want to talk about... I don't want to take away from John Jones just yet, but I do want to talk about Cyril Gane's performance.
What performance?
Exactly. What performance? Can we even judge him on it? Is it that Cyril Gane just got unfortunate? Because I was saying this on the way here. I cannot think of a performance by any other opponent in the light heavyweight division, all right? Any other former John Jones opponent that was this light, like that was just, he was just made light work of. Do you get me? He even said it in the post fight. I've come through this untouched. I'm ready to go again. In the heavy, this is meant to be a dangerous division. This is meant to be a dangerous fight. It was arguably the easiest performance he's ever had.
No, I agree.
It's mad.
It is crazy. It's sad as well because the hype for the John Jones return. Because it, like you said, you're right. It doesn't do John Jones credit.
I think if you're a big John Jones fan.
Yeah, go on.
If you're a big John Jones fan, this is a statement because look, I didn't even let him get off. I just took him to the ground straight away as soon as I could and showed him he's not on my level. He's not on any level. You get it? In terms of wrestling. And obviously, like John Jones said, I've been wrestling since I was born. So that is his bread and butter. So don't even try me. Yeah? But this was just too easy.
No, it was. It was so easy that there's still questions around John Jones. Because, he dominated and he really, really made it look easy. But because it was so easy and so quick, we still don't know how he will do in the later rounds. How he's taken on that weight. But if he keeps performing like that, then he's never going to have to.
We also don't know how he'll fare with someone with a even slightly better wrestling background. Do you get me? Slightly better wrestling skill set. Cyril Gane, what did well to get back up? I think he fully got back up or he got close to it. But as soon as he got up, he got taken down again. Do you get me? It's when you're a wrestler versus a non-wrestler, it doesn't matter how strong you are and you get back to your feet, you're going to get taken down again one time. And that's pretty much what happened. And then when the submission came, I was like, man, it was such an anticlimactic fight. But if you're a super John Jones fan, it's like, oh my God. But I'm kind of like I'm not going to say equal, but I wouldn't mind who won. I was looking forward to an entertaining fight. I'm a fan of the fight itself, not the fighter.
Yeah.
Do you get me? So for that reason, I was hoping for a mad show of skill.
Yeah.
And I wanted, just saw it one-sided.
Yeah. I wanted to see a five-round war. I wanted to see Jones in the trenches.
Chess match. In his first
heavyweight fight. I wanted to see Cyril get tested, really see some improvements in his grappling to make me think that if he goes up against someone again, he will hold his own. But it was just so quick and so short. It just happened so fast.
Do you know what?
You blinked and it was done. And I was saying to Miles as well when it was happening, he messaged me like, what just happened? Because I didn't even notice how tight the choke was in.
Yeah.
I just thought he tapped because he was in an uncomfortable position. Then they showed it in slow motion when they zoomed in. And Jones is just different class. Because Gane said in the post-fight, I made one mistake.
Mm-hmm.
In training, when we were practicing the drills and running these, coach said, he said, get up or don't get up in that position. And whichever one it was, he did it, basically. He did the opposite of what the coach told him. He got up, and as soon as he moved to get up, Jones locked it in and finished it.
Crazy, crazy.
Split second.
Now, that's a good point you made, and I did want to say this. I just don't want to interrupt. I feel like what I'm saying is like a more casual's opinion or more casual perspective. Oh, I wanted to see better. It wasn't, John Jones didn't have the opportunity to show off his skill set, but he did. You know why? So he controlled the center of the octagon. He completely did not let, so like Ceregón was circling the whole time, left and right, and he dances and he moves around really nicely, right? But he had no opportunity to be more than a foot or two away from the cage. That's massive. He completely owned the octagon. Do you get me? That's one thing. Then he didn't even, like, I'm not even going to entertain watching your skill set in striking. I'm not even going to entertain you showing me what you're about and then me having to respond and show you what I've got. I'm just going to negate you as soon as I can. And he did that.
Yeah.
So really and truly, it was a show of dominance and it was a show of skill. I'm not even going to get into that with you because you don't have this. And this is my wrestling. Let's go.
I agree. I you know what you're saying as well. I've noticed it as well. In any combat sport, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me give you an example in boxing. When you've got a knockout artist,
yeah.
who walks through everybody, for yeah. example, yeah, it goes 2-3 rounds max. Never really been in the trenches, as they say. That in itself is a skill set. That in itself takes ability to be able to finish your opponent within 2-3 rounds. It's not easy. You don't just land one shot and you knock them out by luck.
Yeah.
You set traps, you plan these things, yeah. you practice, yeah. you drill, yeah. you rehearse.
It's in the game plan.
Exactly.
And this was definitely in the game plan.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying.
It just didn't seem like it was in the game plan.
I get both perspectives. I get it. I get, well, we wanted to see more because I was like that as well.
But why bother? Why bother? Why not just make this statement? You can go the long, painful journey where you're getting hit and you're responding and you're doing your bit and he's having moments, or you can just dominate from the very beginning.
I finish.
Like if he just maybe let him get up a few more times. Like who was the fight recent? Every time he got back up, he got thrown down again. Who was this? It was another heavyweight fight. I think it's Pavlovich and Derek Lewis. Yeah.
Yes.
It's not Pavlovich. What's the other fella's name?
Spivak.
Spivak. Thank you. If he tried to get up, throw him back down again and again. He just didn't bother to wait. Why would I waste my time? I could get you out of there in 2 minutes and 6 seconds. Why entertain doing it in any longer?
Exactly. No, but that's what I think as well. With most of these
I just
guys.
Would have liked to seen a little bit more.
Yeah,
for not even adversity. Just a little bit more of like dominance.
Action. More action.
Yeah.
I wanted to see more action for both.
But it was, for me, it was anticlimactic. But for the John Jones fans, the guys that just wanted to see John Jones back, it was like, he's back. You get me?
And
light work.
For everyone who said he is the GOAT before that,
yeah,
no one can argue with you now. No one can.
Yeah.
Because he arguably took the most dangerous heavyweight in the UFC 2 minutes. And he just dispatched
Crazy.
Him. He dismantled him. He boxed him up and threw him away.
Yeah.
It was so easy, so quick. He was landing the shots.
Yep.
He landed two left hands that I saw straight lefts. And I was like, okay. He looked confident to stand in front of him and trade if he had to. As soon as he managed to get the back done, finished.
Bro, he didn't waste any time. He didn't need to waste any time.
Honestly,
fuming.
John Jones is the GOAT. John Jones is the greatest fighter in mixed martial arts history, without a shadow of a doubt. You look at his record, you look at history, you look at what he's done. And he's done it basically not even trying, really, because he's been out partying on narcotics and messing around. No, but for real, you look at all of these things. Now, if he takes it serious, this new persona, this John Jones.
Like he says he has been doing, yeah.
2.0. If this John Jones really dials in and focuses, we could arguably see not only the greatest fighter of all time, you could get one of the greatest athletes ever.
That's true. So I'm going to go back a point, right? I want to go back one step. I like Ceregón a lot.
Same.
Have I overhyped him and he's actually not as good? Or did he have a bad night? Or is John Jones just that incredible? I don't think, I'm not a hater.
No,
I don't think
it's
John Jones is that incredible.
I don't want to say it's a bit of everything because everyone says that.
Yeah.
That's the obvious. Yeah, it's a bit of that and a bit of that. No. I think I think Cyril had a bad night.
Okay.
I don't think it was that Jones was so amazingly good. Jones is better than him. We know that.
Yes, yeah.
Jones is better than him.
And by far.
I think in the two biggest fights of his career, of his life, mm-hmm. I think he is expected something different to what he's got.
Yeah.
So in the Francis Ngannou fight, he won the first two rounds, in my opinion.
Yes.
He was not expecting Francis to have a plan B. Mm-hmm. Francis somehow turned into Bo Nickel, Jordan Burroughs, and just played with him. He couldn't move. He didn't know what to do. He was completely lost. Mm-hmm. I think that was a lack of game planning and a lack of maybe knowledge in certain areas. I think this one was an element of surprise. I don't think it was anything to do with lack.
How can it be an element of surprise? He's gonna wrestle. I wasn't expecting wrestling.
I don't think he expected him to be as strong as he was and as dominant quickly.
Yeah.
Because it was like in a flash, it was done.
Yeah.
It was I'm on your back.
Yeah, but you blink and you're like if you make a mistake, but expect John Jones to capitalize on it.
That's what I'm saying.
Of all people,
yeah, I get that. But I just, you know, I still think Cyril was really, really good. I think he's still, if not better than the rest.
It's just, you know what it is? I think I'm mesmerized, if you like, by
his footwork,
his size and his footwork and how gracefully he moves. But that's him being a Muay Thai fighter. If he doesn't have any wrestling, you're not a mixed martial artist.
That's what I was about to say. You're not a mixed martial artist.
You're a Muay Thai fighter who's in a cage.
I think we need to realize that this is mixed martial arts, this is MMA. And Jones said it perfectly before the fight. This isn't a Muay Thai fight. This isn't kickboxing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you've got to have the complete skill set. And you see the best of all time in their respective divisions. And in general, they're not just solely focused on one martial art.
Mm-hmm.
The only one you could really say who was miles above everyone else, but I think everyone else was at that time was underdeveloped in striking, was Anderson Silva. Because Anderson's striking was just heaps and bounds above everyone at that time. Like, he was doing things no one could even think of doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, you know, he's hitting you with shots before you can even process what's happening.
Mad.
You're already out. Mad. Your lights are out before you've even known what's going on.
Yeah.
But the game's evolved now. There's a lot of wrestlers now who have really, really taken to MMA. Because they just work on their striking.
There is no doubt now that wrestling is an absolute necessity.
100%.
An absolute necessity to go towards completion as a fighter. Do you understand? It's crazy. You need striking, obviously. But if you don't even have any back, like, let's just say you've got no back, like, no boxing, no kickboxing, no Muay Thai, no nothing. You're just a wrestler. You're going to have to find a way to take the person down. But if you take them down, you could, in theory, win the fight. Just control them the whole time.
Yep. I agree.
Bludgeon them with no skill. Just hammer fist, ground and pound, and just
tire them out. Wrestling is the one, bro. You can do whatever you want. As soon as you get on top of
them. Just let him get back up. Tie them out. It's true. Let him get back up. Throw him back down. I own you. Yeah. It's my house.
It's true, though. And
wow.
I think the days are gone of strikers dominating. I think those days...
It will take a special striker to dominate.
Yes.
It will take somebody who's elusive, which is what I thought Cyril Gane was going to be. In and out and avoid, but he got picked apart. Not even picked apart.
He's a special striker, but he came up against a special mixed martial artist.
Yes, that's true. Difference. That's true. Mad.
You know? Israel Adesanya is a special striker. He got taken out by another special striker. Like, he got taken out by Pereira, who arguably could be better than him in that field.
It's different skill sets, but it's just, it's,
you know, mad. It's the days are gone of the guys like Conor McGregor dominating divisions for a long time. No doubt you can win a title, but to be a super dominant champion for a very, very long time, you've got to have some ground game in you.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you will come unstuck in certain situations. And, you know, with the likes of Bo Nickel coming up, guys who can hold you, maul you and play with you. You know, you don't want to be stuck in that situation.
Crazy.
No way.
John Jones is now the heavyweight champion of the world, UFC. He got through his first test in the heavyweight division with literally, like, flawlessly. The only damage he took was to his nuts. It's crazy. And even that, he said, didn't hurt him. And he was asked about his next fight. Now, I think it's clear that it's going to be Stipe. I mean, I want to say it's 100% that's who he's going to fight next. It's pretty much. I mean, it was supposed to happen before the Ciryl Gane fight. He was supposed to fight Stipe first, but I don't know what happened, and this is where we are now. If that happens next, and potentially in July, I think maybe a little bit later, because John Jones said he does need to be in his, go back to his team and be in their corner instead of the opposite. You know, he needs to step back and be the training partner rather than the guy who's got a fight coming up. I think it's another easy fight. I think Stipe is the best heavyweight of all time. I get it. But it's a different skill set that he has. And I think inactivity, but we can't say inactivity is going to affect him, because look at that. We've just seen 3 years off. I think it's going to be a good fight. Stipe is going to come in at what? He's going to come in lighter than John Jones. He's going to come in around 230. Gonna come in lighter than John Jones, but John Jones is heavier. Yeah.
But Jones did say this, and this is the scary thing: is he's only gonna get better. He said he's gonna lose about 10-15 pounds.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because he just wanted that first heavyweight fight.
I told you, he set himself that number. 240 was what he wanted to come.
I just want
to
do that. Now he's tested the waters. He's seen what it's like. He's been in there, not for long, but you know, he's been in there, and
he took down with ease a very heavy, big guy.
I think he can afford to come in lighter, a bit leaner. With Stipe, because Stipe is going to be lighter as well than Gane anyway. I think in theory, it looks like a closer fight. It looks like a tougher fight. Mm-hmm. I think Jones is going to maul him. I think Jones...
It will be a closer fight because you can't say that.
No, I don't think
it will. Look at this. No, it will be a closer fight.
Oh, it'll be a closer fight than what we had.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I think when you look at it, and you look at records and you look at who he is, I think everyone's like, yeah, this is going to be a good one. I just think Jones is going to walk through him. I think Jones is going to dominate.
I believe you're right. And I think the only person right now in the heavyweight division, the only person that we know enough about is going to be Curtis Blaydes. Curtis Blaydes is a good matchup because he's got the wrestling. He's got the striking is... It's not bad at all.
I think the guy that Jones needs to stay away from is Pavlovich.
Yeah, you see, I haven't mentioned any of these guys yet.
For now.
Yeah, I haven't mentioned any of these guys.
We still need
to see
more of
them. That's going to be the asset. These are going to be the ones where it's like...
Skating on thin ice.
Yeah.
Just waiting for that bomb to land. Yeah, yeah.
That's when you're going to
Curtis Blaydes,
like,
although he's
division.
A very, very good fighter in itself, stylistically, it's a safe matchup. You know, not saying it's
not really. No, it's more skill for skill now.
But that's what I mean.
He's got
when I'm saying
base,
safe,
but he's
also
got a good striking.
I mean, I don't see him getting completely wiped out.
No, definitely not.
When I say safer, I mean like, you know, it's going to be a decision or a submission or something.
It's almost
like
they'll come in as if they've both moved up from light heavy. Do you get me? Because he's not a big guy, Curtis Blaydes. Mm. He's not a particularly heavy guy. I think he's just quite tall, and he's just I think. Skill for skill, that's going to be closer to a good matchup. Not safe. It's going to be like a mirror match, but a grabby mirror, because he's not John Jones. Do you get me?
This is what I'm saying. Like,
but the wrestling is going to really help him.
You get specific guys. There are special athletes who can move up divisions. Yeah. And because their skill set is so far and beyond these guys, that it doesn't matter how much you weigh, it doesn't matter how big and how strong you are, you just cannot compete. Because they are the best, they are the GOATs, they are the greatest of all time. And this guy has proved it again and again and again, and he's proving it again right now. He's 35 years of age. And I don't see him being stopped anytime soon.
I didn't give a prediction. But I had a couple, that's the thing, everybody has a couple of potential outcomes, isn't it? Yeah. But one of them, this was not one of them, firstly. This was not one of them. In my head, it was, okay, he's heavy, he's clunky, he moves a little bit clumsily, he's cumbersome in his movement. Gone with his graceful kind of, he's used to that weight and he's used to moving around that size. So it will be like, John Jones is going to get tired quickly or quicker. Didn't happen. I thought John Jones was going to, okay, we were going to see his old school kind of vintage John Jones, you know, trap setting and creativity. We didn't see none of that. We didn't need to see anything. It was just efficiency. Just straight into it. Take down. Boom. Done. And that's why I keep saying it was underwhelming. It was a bit underwhelming. But really and truly, what a performance.
Yeah.
What a statement, really. But it still hasn't, like you said, it still hasn't answered the question, is he ready for the heavyweight?
Hasn't fully fulfilled what we wanted to know.
What a shame. Yeah.
But regardless of all that, in a nutshell, we got what we wanted to see.
Yeah.
We got the greatest mixed martial artist of all time back in the cage. So again, congratulations to you, John Jones. You have solidified your status as the best.
100%. 100%. It's weird. I feel like I'm a hater. I feel like I might be seeming like a John Jones hater. I'm itching for more. I wish we got more.
That doesn't make you a hater, no. It's understandable. I think it's understandable.
No, but it's just like I don't want to give him his flowers, but his flowers can wait a bit.
Yeah.
He's been having his flowers.
He's got too many.
Do you get me?
A garden full of flowers. Down. He's got cute gardens.
I just wanted to see a good Cyril Garn performance and how he would fare against that.
Listen. It's natural to want to see them get tested. Yeah. It's not about being a hater. I get it. It's natural to want to see it, especially when you've been deprived of that guy for 3 years.
Crazy.
You want to see more. I get it. But he's too good. And he just proven to us, to the world, why he said it from the beginning, that there's levels to this. I am better than these guys. It's going to be a mismatch. And he did exactly what he said he was going to do.
It sometimes seems like words. Oh, you're not ready. There's levels. I'm going to show you that, you know, no one's on my level. This is so much more poignant and powerful when it's that level of performance. It's just, you cannot do nothing. You cannot stop him.
Nah, you can't. You can't. But yeah, we're excited to see him fight Stipe. We can't wait to watch that. Congrats to you again, John. Commiserations, Cyril. We'll see you again back in there, no doubtably. You've got the skill set. Just go away, work on it.
What does he do next? Fight? How many times is he going to fight non-title fights?
As long as he has to, I guess.
That's true. So many people in the queue.
Yeah, what can you do? Yeah, but you know, he's up there. Listen, we'll see him in a title fight soon again. He might work his way back.
Who do you reckon gets the next title fight after Stipe?
Oh, it's too hard to tell.
I think it would have to be Curtis Blaydes. Curtis Blaydes got a fight. Who's he fighting now?
It would either be Curtis Blaydes. You could throw Ty in there if Ty gets a good win.
No.
It's a fun fight. I wouldn't mind watching it.
As a title fight.
Why not?
It's not fun. You don't have a fun
fight. We're talking about 2-3 fights down the line. We're not talking about right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, hypothetically, 2 fights down the line. Stipe and someone else. Ty could come back.
The Sergeys need
wipe out Cyril Garn in a rematch. Wow. Do it in Paris again.
Oh.
That was such a good fight. But forget that for now anyway. Just before we get on to the next thing, I wanted to say one thing as well, guys. This is the Sweet Science Podcast.
It is.
This is Fat Mouse.
I am.
I'm Cash with a K and not a C.
He is.
And the big subscribe button is right there.
So click it. Click the bell for notifications. Click the thumbs up, which means you liked it. Click the thumbs up if you don't like it. What? Click the thumbs down. I've got no.
You're right. Click the thumbs up if you don't like it. What are you talking about? Click that thumbs down.
Click the thumb up. Whether you like it or you don't like it, just click the thumbs up. That way we can know who likes it and who doesn't like it.
Exactly. And make sure you share it with everyone.
Swear.
And yeah, make sure you just tell everyone to tell everyone to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a dog to tell a cat.
100%. Do it. Yeah, man. She wanted to go.
Oh yeah, I just wanted to say a quick shout out before we leave and wrap up. Quick shout out. Congratulations to the first ever Mexican-born female UFC world champion, Alexa Grosso. She defeated Valentina Shevchenko via submission in round 4. Was it a rear naked choke?
Yeah.
Rear naked choke to beat the queen, the empress, the so-called best.
Bullet!
Yeah, she's just... Bro, it's Shevchenko. Valentina is the best.
Who saw that coming? And be honest with yourselves. Who saw that coming? And who saw it by submission? Let me know. Let us know, because I did not. Again, we weren't watching the fight together, but I think it was by the third round. I think it was 2-1. Yeah. I gave it 2 to Valentina, 1 round to Alexa Grasso, and I was like, but she had moments in every round of like, rah, that was she probably stumbled Valentina in every round, but not massively, but wow. You know when you know when a fighter is so dominant, when you get a moment of success against them, it's like, whoa, that could sway the whole round. It won't really, but it's like, rah, that was, I've never seen this human side of her before. Yeah. And I was like, Alexa Grasso is not going to win. I was paying full attention. And at moments I was just like, it's not going to happen. There's no point. And then in that fourth round, I was like, that back take, as what's his name? Joe Rogan kept saying, but it was so quick. And it turns out she drilled it. You know, again, you know, they made a big deal of John Jones watching tape. Yeah. He's like, I'm always watching tape on my fighters and studying. She said that she's seen this, they drilled it, and they prepared for it. And I absolutely love it when that happens, because it shows a few things. It shows that you actually pay attention to your opponent. It shows that you actually plan and prepare and find flaws and find openings, because you shouldn't be expected to find them in the fight. You might not have enough time. Do you get me? You might not have the reaction times. Your IQ might not be that good. So this is why you need your coach. This is why you need your team to say, this is what happens. This is where you can capitalize. And when something like this happens, was it from a spinning back kick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She immediately took her back, just sent her straight to the floor, and she got to work. It was actually a thing of beauty, because she just, what's her name? Valentina just fell to the ground. And I was like, what? I was going mad. It's one of the few times I was shouting in the middle of the night. Neighbors hated me. But I was stunned. It took me a second to see what was going on. And then I was just like punching the air. I was like, yes! I was extremely happy. And it's not because I don't like Valentina. As a fighter, she's amazing. As a character, she's jarring. She's really annoying, man. So I was happy to see the belt change hands. I was happy to see her, and even in defeat, she wasn't humble. Do you get it?
Oh yeah,
she wasn't humble.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't a fan of that post-match.
I'm not on it, man. I'm not on it. But just accept that you lost. Well done. Even if you don't,
it was ifs, buts, and maybes.
Exactly.
You know, but you made that mistake. It's your fault. Not if I didn't throw the kick. It's not even
you made the mistake. It's like you threw the kick. That's fine.
Yeah, but she was saying it was a mistake. Well, it was your fault. You made the mistake. She capitalized on it. Yeah, it wasn't a mistake, because every time it happens in other fights...
She was ready for it. That's what it is.
Exactly. Every time it happens in other fights, it works.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think she's saying I shouldn't have thrown it.
The one who goes who's ready for it caught you out. But, you know...
It happens. Take it on the chin. Take it on the chin.
You're good enough to come back and win it again. Exactly, don't get it twisted.
Exactly. You're probably going to take it back.
Look what Amanda Nunes did. Amanda Nunes lost. She took that win, that loss on the chin, came back, and then won the very next fight. Yeah. So, you know... I wouldn't mind seeing an immediate rematch. I think obviously Valentina deserves it.
Yeah, we have.
She's been so dominant for so long. So let's see. But don't get it twisted. We could see title change hand again.
Yeah.
But you know, this will give Alexa a lot more confidence. She will grow. She will know that, you know, it wasn't her best performance, obviously, but she did what she had to do to win.
But it wasn't a terrible performance.
It wasn't a terrible performance.
It was just she was fighting someone who's very, very
That's
good.
What I mean. That's what I mean. So she'll get better.
I don't think she will ever reach Valentina's levels, but that doesn't mean she will lose 9 times out of 10. It doesn't mean that this was a freak win. It just shows that what she did to prepare, preparation is key. What she did to prepare, you're David and you're going against Goliath. Yeah? Such a silly analogy. But you know the weaknesses, you should lose. On paper, you should lose. I mean, again, not to take away from her skill set or her ability, she's a good fighter. Valentina is on a different level, but you know she makes mistakes. You don't have to be better than her in every department. You just have to be able to deal with these situations that can win you the fight. And as long as Valentina doesn't know what you're preparing for or game planning for, you can get that every single time. So bloody well done. It made me very happy, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not a Valentina hater either, and I'm not a huge fan of Grasso, but I was very happy to see that. I was extremely happy.
It was good to watch.
Yeah. Well, damn.
Nice to see the underdog.
That's exactly it. Ah, boy. Anything else?
That's it. I think we've been great. We always fantastic, as we, you know, we like to mention, obviously. But no, we're excited. We've got Kamaru Usman, Edwards coming up soon for the third time. Many fights. So stay tuned.
Is that this month?
Yeah.
So what's next week? Nothing special. We need a break, innit? We need a break. I like that, man. But yeah, this weekend
we'll cover it anyway. But I just don't know.
Of course, yeah, yeah, off the top yeah, of my yeah. Head. Guys, it was what a fight! What a reintroduction to your career for John Jones. I'm excited to see what he does because the questions haven't been answered yet; they remain unanswered. So I'm looking forward to see what happens next. Let us know who you'd like to see him fight next. Let us know how he fares in the heavyweight division as a whole. And don't forget to once again, like, comment, subscribe, alerts, notifications, sharing, all of that stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been Fat Mouse. This has been the Sweet Science Podcast. This was episode 62. Who else have we had here today?
I'm Cash with a K and not a...
So, we'd like to thank you very much for taking the time to listen, watch, and understand. And we hope to see you again soon. I'm out!